this Sunday morning. We're glad to be able to join together, worship God, hopefully hear some decent music, and listen to a good reflection on Scripture, and be together. So we'd like to join to start out this morning by singing something other than what is listed in your bulletin. Can you deal with that? We're going to take the brown hymnal, the Mennonite hymnal, the brown one, and turn to song number 535 and sing "How Great Thou Art" together to begin with a song of praise to our God. And I'm going to invite you, if it works for you, to stand up for the song. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. Then on the cross my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Yes, be seated, please.
Opening prayer based on Ephesians 5, verse 14. God of justice, peace, and righteousness, come into our midst this morning. Breathe your Breathe your breath. Breathe your spirit of prophecy, your energy, your enlivening, your imagination upon us. Wake us up. Open our eyes. Unplug our ears, that we might hear, that we might see, that we might grieve, that we might dream, that we might follow the ways of your extraordinary kingdom. Amen. Let's sing some more.
So as I chose songs for this morning, there were a few things that were in my mind. I'll tell you about some of them. One was our theme for this morning. And our theme is continuing along our examination of the qualities, the quality characteristics of healthy and fruitful and growing churches. And today's quality is passionate spirituality. So I was thinking about various songs that might reflect something about our walk with God, our relationship, the spirituality that we express. And so this song I'd chosen was In the Garden. Now, and when I chose songs, I also wanted to choose some songs that you would like to sing with us. I've heard that expressed to me sometimes, do some songs that we could all sing. And so that was good, right? How Great Thou Art. I thought you all sounded terrific. Now also, when we're singing these hymns in our style, we might change up a little bit of the sense of it, and we are singing it in different keys than written, so four-part harmony doesn't really work well. Like, unless you've got a really low voice, it's not going to work the way written. But I think you can deal with that, and you can find your harmonies, or you just sing melody with us. So we're going to sing together, I Come to the Garden Alone, and that's going to get projected for you. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. And he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And also on the theme of passionate spirituality, I thought that songs that related to revival would make sense. And so, we're going to sing together in the blue hymnal, number 99, We Praise Thee, O God. We're going to sing, because I think they fit the theme best, verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 5. Rhythm is going to be different than you're accustomed to. We're creating the song a little different style, and I trust that you will be able to join us with the rhythm and enjoy it, and then we'll let you stand up if you'd like. Kind of start with me on when we hit the chorus. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for thy spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and doth cleanse every stain. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Welcome to our foot stomping Happy Sunday. I hope your whole body got to feel that song. Welcome this morning. Are there any guests that would like to be introduced? Well, if not, somebody that needs no introduction is our storyteller, Frau White. Anybody, children's story, please come up.
Oh, lots of kids. Is this on? Can you guys hear? That's fun. Uh-oh. Okay, that was pretty exciting music this morning. Are you guys all awake now? So the theme, I think, today is, I'm just going to read the last little bit of the passage that the grown-ups are going to be listening to today. So it says, sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything, any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master, Jesus Christ. Did we just sing songs of praise? Yeah. And that kind of fits in with my story today, too. We're going to talk about something that could keep you, make your life happy for your whole life long. Isn't that amazing? So I was reading, and one of the pieces of advice that came from this kind of Bible verse is to, before you, if you're having trouble falling asleep at night, before you go to sleep, think about three things that you could be thankful for that day. So that's kind of what the songs were about. We were saying hallelujah to God. So you need to think about three things every day that made you happy. Wouldn't that be a great way to fall asleep? And grown-ups need to remember this too, because sometimes we like to think about all the things that make us unhappy. But there is always at least three things every day that would make you happy. So maybe you see an apple. Is an apple beautiful? It can be. Sometimes if you polish it up, the red is so bright. And when you bite it, what happens? It crunches. That's pretty cool. Just from an apple, I already have three things to be happy for. It's a beautiful color. I can bite it. And it goes crunch. Pretty cool. So, one of the things that you need, this is your homework, is every night before you go to sleep, try and think of three different things that make you happy. Ask your mom and dads what three things made them happy. And we'll see if we can sing praises to God about anything. Could be about anything. So, today, so that you already have one thing to be happy for, I baked cookies this morning. So after we say our prayer and before you go to Sunday school, you can come and get a freshly baked cookie. So that's already today. You already have one awesome thing to be thankful for. So let's bow our heads for prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the snow. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for everything. Amen. Okay, come get a cookie. You're not allergic, right? Is anyone?
Some of you people probably wished you'd gone to the children's store. You would have had a cookie. Turning to our bulletins, there's many things to read. Hopefully you have read them. Just heard this morning that Elfrieda Redekop is not in the hospital. She did come home. That's good news. And as you see, Louise Leitch got moved to River East Personal Care Home. And Marv visited her, and she sends her greetings, and also he visited Franz Neufeld, and he sends the greetings to the church. Number one, we continue to think of Harry Lowen's family, and they have their thank you in there in the bulletin. Today is the Bethania Dankfest. Some ladies might not be here because of that already, so please participate if you can. Church Council wants to make some money on some tables, so let's buy them up, please. And the rest, I guess there's a few announcements. Lizzie, would like to make an announcement, and then Phil.
Good morning. I have three announcements. The first is that the first listening circle happened this morning. I thought it was a wonderful conversation, an hour well spent. So if you want to come next Sunday for the next 5 weeks from 9:30 to 10:30 in the fellowship room, we will be having listening circles. And the topic next week will be about the globalization of food. So talking about the way that most of our food, we don't grow, and it comes from around the world. And what are the impacts that that has on our lives, the skills we have, the knowledge we have, and the planet, and different economies. So that will be the topic of conversation. Also, this two things that did not make it into the bulletin. On November 3rd, we will start a monthly food drive. This is an experiment, but it's come from the realization that the yellow bin for Winnipeg Harvest that's located in the foyer is often not very full. And wanting to fill that up, recognizing that there is a lot of need right here in our own community. And so on November 3rd, the first Sunday of each month, you can bring your food donations. And there's a list on the bulletin board of what is most needed. And we'll try to get a poster up in the back that also has what is most needed. But you can bring those into the sanctuary with you, and then we'll sing a song. And the kids, as they come up to the children's story, will collect the food from you. So if you bring food, that would be great, because then the kids will have something to collect, and we'll place it in a bin up here, and hopefully that will just be a monthly reminder that there are people who are in need, and that we have the power and the opportunity to help them out. And one more thing that did not make it into the bulletin is that not this Monday, but a week from this Monday, Pam Jansen, who's connected to this church, will be leading exercise classes with stretching and yoga poses, that will be happening downstairs from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning, on Monday mornings. And so the cost for a six-week session is $42 paid up front, which is a smoking deal for anyone who's ever looked at the price of yoga classes. And there's more information on the bulletin board about how to contact her and register for those classes. So, thank you.
Hello. So if you, maybe not too many people here today, but the Kids Club meets tomorrow at location to be announced, and that location is Rossmere Lanes. So we are going to go bowling so the kids aren't here at the same time as the election is happening in the church. So I know there are a number of kids connected to the church who I've not seen at Kids Club, but so if anyone knows a kid in grade 1 to 6 who would like to go bowling tomorrow and maybe wants to get, a step into the Kids Club, that we're meeting at 7:15. We have the lane starting at 7:30. So contact me so I know if there's extra kids coming, but the Kids Club is meeting at Rossmere Lanes tomorrow at 7:15. So, yeah.
Anybody else want to share anything at this point? Okay, the band will come up and we'll sing a memorial hymn for Harry Lowen.
Well, if you are perhaps newer here, you won't know this custom, but we have a custom here at our congregation that when one of our people dies, we remember that. Usually the Sunday after, but sometimes for other reasons, perhaps slightly later, with a song that we think especially reflects that person. So when I met with Harry's children, we talked about this, and they said they would think about a song. I think everybody knew it was going to be sort of a country song, and that's okay with us. And then when I said to them we could do it the Sunday right after, which would have been last Sunday, or we could wait a week and then a band could play it, they said right away, well, you should do it that way. You should do it with a band. So we're going to sing a memorial hymn to Harry Lowen, and a song that I'm sure was on his soundtrack, One Day at a Time. And it's an all right song with our theme today, too, that of our spirituality, our relationship with God. It's customary for us to stand while singing. It's also customary to do only one verse, but we're going to do the whole song today, including a piano solo for verse 3. So you'll get a little more of the memorial hymn today. I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb, Lord, for my sake. Help me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
I did miss the cue during the announcements and sharing time, but I do have a prayer request that I want to bring forth as part of the CMU community. There was a young woman who I know I had a couple classes with, and many of my friends at CMU, especially the ones that lived on campus, knew quite well, but who has been in and out of the hospital with anxiety, depression, and bipolar disorder quite a bit over the past year, and was released from the hospital on Thursday and refused to go with her family, and ran away and was found dead on Saturday morning. So this is something that's just really hard for the community and for her family and for those that held her. So just to keep her and her family in your prayers and also the broader community that's pretty deeply affected by this. Thank you.
Let's bow for a moment of prayer. Eternal God, we thank you today for your goodness. You've given us beautiful days. You bless us richly with daily goodness. We thank you and we praise you. We are thankful as we remember the life of our brother Harry Lowen and his faith in you. We acknowledge the loving care provided to him by his family, friends, nurses' aides. Many, may you grant them your peace as they grieve. We continue to pray for the many who are undergoing medical treatment and care. May you uphold them and strengthen them, as well as others. We also lift others to you that we know about, that have issues and have concerns. Please help us to think about them, to pray about them, and to care for them. Today also we pray for our country and our leaders. We are grateful for religious freedom in this country and the opportunity to participate in democratic voting. May you grant wisdom and compassion to those who will be called to serve. As we consider your message today, we ask you for your wisdom and wise and discerning spirits. Help us to discern all these competing issues in our lives. Give us wisdom to be peacemakers, and to understand and be mediators. Give us the will to be faithful to you and the power of love to follow your example. Please bless the words and songs we share this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A collection will be taken.
While we take the offering, we're going to perform a song for you. You have heard a number of songs that originate with the band Third Day, as we've played for you from time to time, and this is a song from their latest and I guess final release, a song called Revival. So I thought that fit for today. Pretty rollicking song, so hopefully that's enjoyable. Oh, and I thought I should say something about the song, because I'm probably going to sing so fast that you will have a hard time getting it all. But the song talks about, are we looking for a revival in our hearts and across the land? And if we are, lift up your voice and say amen. That's the chorus, and you'll hear that a number of times. You won't find it in politics. Yeah, let's pray for politics, but you're not going to find revival there. You're not going to find it from government or law. You can't get it by going to your own religion. It's only by the Spirit and the Word of God. That's I think it's sort of a country, southern gospel sort of idea here. Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Ain't gonna find it in a politician, not from the government or any law. Can't get it by going by your own religion, only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Come with me. Come on with me. Yeah. Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. You can work all you want, but you might not see it. Give all you got, but it can't be bought. Try everything, but you best believe it. It's only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Come with me. Come on with me, yeah. Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Say amen. Holy Ghost revival is what we're talking about. Say amen. God is going to move and there ain't no doubt. God is going to move and there ain't no doubt. Come with me. Come on with me, yeah. Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen.
And the Word of God is today found in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, 8 to 20. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave up himself as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. For you were once in darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and shine, and Christ will shine upon you." Be very careful then how you live, not as wise, but as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish and understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and the songs of the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, and always thanks, giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Before I get started, Helen Fast asked me to pass along also greetings from Louise Lage. Helen visited Louise yesterday at River East, and she said she is doing very well. She's very chipper, and she was very pleased that Marv came to visit. So she asked me to pass that along. Please join with me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I'm sure many, if not all of you know, I am not Mennonite. My cultural background is British on both sides, and I grew up in an Anglican church back home in Thunder Bay. St. Luke's was not your typical Anglican church, however. There were three services every Sunday: a morning prayer service, which was fairly short with no music, a more typical traditional Anglican service with organ music and sung prayers, and lastly, the service that my family attended, a contemporary service that, while liturgical, could have in part been easily confused with a Pentecostal one. In fact, my mom used to joke that we were closet Pentecostals. In particular, while we had a more charismatic priest, the service always started with about half an hour of singing, which usually included many folks speaking in tongues, parishioners with their arms in the air, clapping, and often several people being filled with the Holy Spirit, receiving visions and words from the Lord. It was incredibly powerful and a very rich church environment to grow up in. I very consistently saw people who were very passionate about their spirituality, albeit in a very specific way. In my early 20s, I attended a Vineyard church, also in Thunder Bay, called New Life Christian Fellowship. Again, similarly to St. Luke's, services were very charismatic, and there was much space left for movement of the Holy Spirit. It was a beautiful expression of faith, and I grew a lot in my time at New Life. My good friend Becca, who lived in Thunder Bay at the time, and I went to church regularly together. And on one occasion, her sister Julie was visiting Thunder Bay, and she came to church with us. Now, Becca's family is very Mennonite. Her dad is actually a General Conference Mennonite pastor in Steinbach. So they grew up, yes, quite Mennonite culturally and spiritually. And Julie really seemed to enjoy the service, but she did confess to me years later that she was quite uncomfortable and couldn't stop thinking something along the lines of, "What is wrong with these people?" So charismatic is good and beautiful, but it is certainly not for everyone, and it is certainly not the definition or baseline of passionate spirituality. When Pastor Marv asked if I would preach, and the topic for the Sunday from the Natural Church Development material was passionate spirituality, I thought, great, I've got this in the bag. For a good chunk of my life, I would have considered myself to be very passionate about my spirituality and filled with the Holy Spirit in an outward and charismatic way. But how on earth am I going to speak about this to North Kildonan Mennonite Church? Charismatic isn't exactly the first word that comes to mind when I think about NKMC. Regardless, here I am. In the material provided by Natural Church Development, one of the first things that they address is that the important thing is not a church's style, but the degree to which faith is actually lived out with commitment, passion, and enthusiasm. Commitment, passion, and enthusiasm All of these three things are certainly present in both St. Luke's and New Life, but they are also very present here, although expressed in a different way. Natural church development talks about three big indicators of passionate spirituality: being spirit-directed, word-based, and world-focused. Spirit-directed points to being guided by the Holy Spirit. Word-based, obviously reading your Bible. And world-focused implies being grounded in real life and putting your belief into action in real ways. Of those three, it's been my observation and experience that in general, Mennonites are very good at being world-based. Social justice is huge for Mennonites. I have a friend who works for MCC, and hearing her talk about the projects and people that they've invested in all over the world is humbling and inspiring. The churches I attended in my younger years were very strong in being guided by the Holy Spirit in an outward way. But what is really important is, I believe, is holding these things in balance. And what underpins these and holds them together is prayer. The natural church development material found that, quote, the time people spend in prayer has only a minor correlation to the quality of the church and its growth. However, whether or not prayer is viewed as an inspiring experience has a significant relationship to the quality and quantity of the church. So quality over quantity, very important. And also in the material, they give a checklist, so to speak, of passionate spirituality. While I do not think that you can give step-by-step instructions for passionate spirituality, concrete ideas are definitely helpful. And almost half of these suggestions revolve around prayer, including statements like this: the pastor and those involved in ministry in our church have developed a plan to intensify their prayer life. The meaning of prayer is often illustrated by practical examples in sermons. A regular prayer ministry has been started in our church. Prayer, obviously, is a big deal. Many of the other suggestions focus on engaging the congregation to use their gifts, which is something that's been talked about quite a bit as of late. I think that when it comes down to is engaging with your faith and connecting with God. I think one of the most beautiful things about Christians is there are so many different flavors of us. I think of religion like chocolate bars. You've got your Muslim Mars bars, you've got your Buddhist Mr. Big, and Christianity is like Smarties. We've got blue for Baptists, red for Anglicans, a green for Mennonites, and so on and so forth. The outside looks different, but as long as the core is the same, it's all chocolate. I mean Christianity. Natural church development also talks about things that can hinder passionate spirituality. In fact, the writer says that in their travels, they've come across more things that hinder than help. I heard one of my favorite spiritual analogies while working at Pioneer Camp. So picture this. The speaker got down on the floor of the chapel, and started making circles out of Jenga blocks. Does everybody know what Jenga blocks are? Kind of long rectangular blocks that kids play with in a particular way, and this was a very different way of using Jenga blocks. But he arranged them in circles around a center point. And the blocks represented rules that we create to help safeguard our spiritual lives. The first row of blocks can be good, helping keep us safe from bad decisions and temptation. The second row helps protect those rules, which is also good. And the third row protects the rules that are protecting the rules, and so on and so forth. But these rows of rules and regulations can become walls instead of fences. The purpose of these spiritual guidelines should be to point us inward to Christ instead of keeping others out. Or we get so wrapped up in the rules that we forget about what's in the middle, which is Jesus. So a few of these so-called passion killers mentioned by natural church development that really resonated with me can be seen like these Jenga blocks. They start out with good intentions, but can quickly turn into roadblocks instead of guideposts. One of them, religiousness or righteousness by works, legalistic tendencies in various forms that always build on the promise or premise that we have to earn heaven. This can start with a desire to do good works and strive for holiness, but can be twisted to make us feel like our worth and salvation is based on what we do. Another one is feelings of inferiority, the idea that whatever you do is an expression of sin. This attitude makes it nearly impossible to enjoy the Christian life. And while it's important to acknowledge sin and seek repentance, seeing all actions through a lens of sin can be very damaging. And last, another one that resonated with me was magical expectations, a widespread attitude hidden behind seemingly pious faith practices is expressed in this motto: if you do this or that just right, you will surely get this particular result. While we should expect good things of God, as he is good and has good things in store for us. But God is not a vending machine. We can't put the right change in a slot and expect a plastic-wrapped miracle to fall out the bottom. I'd like to read just a portion of the scripture that was chosen for today. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ Jesus loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. That last line always gets me. Find out what pleases the Lord. When I was young, and still now, but I remember asking my mom for some counsel on how to discern. How do we know that something is from God? How can you tell when someone is speaking the truth when they interpret scripture? How do you know who's right? Very big questions for anyone, never mind a preteen. Her response to me was to look for the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, and self-control. Where the fruit of God is, you will find these things, and Spirit-filled lives will bear good fruit. I found that very helpful, and still do, for knowing where to see God. I'll leave you with one last image. This is a favorite cartoon of mine, and it depicts a huge chart showing Jesus at one end with the graph branching out over and over and over again until you've got hundreds of lines representing different denominations and variations of Christianity. And there's a man with a pointer stick at the bottom pointing to one little line right down here that's circled, and he says, "And that is where we finally got it right." And an onlooker pipes up, "Jesus is very lucky to have us." I can relate to this so much. It really is so tempting to want to have it all figured out and take pride in being the one or ones who get it all right, that we have the key to passionate spirituality. But really, I believe when it comes down to it, we just need to connect with our faith by seeking God in prayer. Maybe try a new style of prayer, like Lectio Divina. Pray on your own spontaneously, or from a written prayer. Pray with a friend or a group. We need to connect to God through scripture. If you're having trouble doing that or wanting to expand that part of your life, maybe join a Bible study, try a new devotional, or set a goal to read through the Bible in a year. And lastly, it's so important that we be God's hands and feet in the world. Maybe deliver some meals to a neighbor, shovel a friend's walk who's sick, donate your time and money to Christian organizations. All of these things will build on each other to enliven our faith, encourage each other, and impassion our spirituality. Amen.
Well, we commonly do some kind of a song that's a response to the sermon, on the theme, and so we'll do that as a performance piece today. And when I was thinking about what kind of song would do well to respond to the sermon on passionate spirituality, and thank you, Rachel, that was thought-provoking, I thought of a song that was recorded by a band that called themselves the Dime Store Prophets. And they did a few albums in the late 90s. And the song, I think, while not overtly religious, I think clearly did come from Jesus' story of two people building their houses, one on a sandy foundation and one on rock. You remember the story, probably. And the rains that came, and the one house fell and the other didn't. And this story, this song, kind of tells that story. The rain came, and talking about a person being ready for the rain. And I was thinking that the foundation that we build on is what Rachel was talking about. And that is immersing ourselves in scripture and prayer and relationship with God. And when we build that foundation, we can withstand some of those rains that come. So, Ready for the Rain is the title of the song. The rain came down yesterday, beat upon my house, I was afraid. For all the things I made it with could not stand the test of this. The rain came down yesterday. I built me a new house today, one that would not quickly wash away. I laid the floor, stood the walls, hold strong against the tempest calls. I built me a new house today. Now I'm ready for the rain. When the storm broke ground, I was not afraid. I'll be safe within these walls. I will never fall. No. I saw the clouds form above my head, dropping darkened shadows across the land. A raindrop fell upon my face. I stood my ground and held my place. I saw the clouds form above my head. Now I'm ready for the rain. When the storm broke ground, I was not afraid. I'll be safe within these walls. I will never fall. No. The rain came down again today. Thunder howled, but I was not afraid. The winds made an awful sound, but now I'm built on solid ground. The rain came down again today. Now I'm ready for the rain. When a storm broke ground, I was not afraid. I'll be safe within these walls. I will never fall. No. Now I'm ready for the rain. When the storm broke ground, I was not afraid. I'll be safe within these walls. I will never fall. No.
Thank you, Rachel, for your words. I will think about that every time I pick up a Smarties box. Thank you for your passion, and thank you also for the group, Marv and Wayne and Linda, and of course Dan, for your music.
He's over there.
Can we rise for commissioning and benediction? Go forth into the world, trusting with your hearts. The wisdom God bestows on us who seek to follow God's will. When called to lead, do so with humility and confidence in God. Be in this world a sign of Jesus' presence. Share compassion with all whom you encounter. Live wisely in God's name and glorify God in all you do. And may the grace, mercy, and wisdom of God be our support, guidance, and strength from this day forward and forevermore. Amen.
For our last song then, really we're continuing to focus, take the same focus that the last song had, building a foundation that gets us ready, that spirituality. My hope is built on nothing less, number 343 in the Blue Hymnal Worship Book, 343. Again, your rhythm is going to be a little different. Stick with us. The one thing that you'll notice is that at the end of the chorus, we're going to hold Sinking Sand longer than you're expecting. But, and then I also want to give thanks to Wayne Gunther for coming to play piano. Wayne and his wife Wanda usually are at Home Street Mennonite Church, and we're grateful to them for coming and Wayne sharing his gifts with us. And I'm grateful to Dan and Linda joining me too, because if it was just me, this wouldn't be, well, maybe it's not much good anyway, but if it was just me, it really wouldn't be. So, but we are building our hope on Christ the solid rock.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground.
All other ground is safe.
peace and joy. Thank you.